This is I Am Day on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I am Doug Steffen.
Good for you. Congratulations.
That didn't work out, huh?
Two of us. Might be. All right. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli is exercising her I Am-ing. Rich McFadden sort of getting it. Let's teach Andrea Metcalf about I Am, because Andrea is a good motivator in and of herself. Andrea is a fitness person. I don't like the word guru anymore. It's overused. That's overused.
Goddess. How about that?
Okay. Fitness goddess. She'd probably like that. Do you like fitness goddess? You like that?
Whatever you want to call me, Doug, I'm there.
Are you really? Thank you.
So just don't call her late for dinner.
Yeah. Easy to get along with.
That's right.
Andrea.
That's right, Jen.
So
or breakfast.
We have, I don't want to be late for any meal. I think that's probably true. You have to, in order to keep up the physical prowess or the activity level that you have, you need to eat. That's one of the things. Don't you think that people don't eat well and they think that they're going to lose weight by not eating?
I have the perfect example, Doug. Andrea, help me help this guy. This guy in my Taekwondo class is probably 30, he's like 6'3". Probably 250 pounds, should probably be like 220. And he's like, but I never eat. And I'm like, so your body doesn't have the fuel to burn the fat. And he's like, but I only eat like one meal a day. And then I come here, Taekwondo, 3-4 times a week, and I exercise. And I'm like, but he doesn't understand. So explain how that works, how your body needs food to burn fat.
Exactly, because if you don't end up putting in some type of calorie, then your body's going to go first to the easiest source of fuel, which is muscle tissue, not fat. Fat actually needs oxygen to be broken down, and it needs some sugar. So you cannot break down fat if you don't take fuel into the body. Now, the proper kind of fuel to take in are lean proteins, fruits, and vegetables, because they help stabilize blood sugar so that they don't get burned too quickly, and then they're a constant steady stream of good fuel. It would be like putting oil only into your car and not putting any gas in it.
Mm. Okay.
How's that?
Yeah, but it's trying to explain it.
All right, so I think we need to pause so you get a better connection, Richie.
Yeah.
With Andrea, why don't we do that, see if we can make that work a little better. Andrea Metcalf, who's the author of Naked Fitness and has just an unbelievable wealth of experience and lives what you look at her and you watch her activity quotient, understand that she lives what she speaks, which gives her a whole lot of credibility, it seems to me. The most bizarre things people have tried to lose weight. I want to lay a few of these on top of Andrea as we get you motivated to do what I have to stay away from. That's yesterday on the plane, the flight attendant said, would you like another cookie? And I'd already had
please.
Two. Yeah, I'll have another cookie. Thanks. It's 11 after the hour on Good Day.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the
cauliflower.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
Hi, Rick. Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how How expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Andrea Metcalf is here, our exercise chieftain. She's here to explain how losing weight and not eating is a bad idea, and yet how you put things together. Actually, you should eat more while you're trying to lose weight, I think, if you're doing exercise. But before we get to that, I want to explain the I am concept. Earlier in the day, I was talking about the new PBS show with Wayne Dyer. And how he has, he's a wonderful motivator, and I think that the power of intention was what got me, and I think I use this conversationally with you, Andrea, a number of times, a number of occasions, because we do, you have to have the intention of losing weight or be physically fit. So the correlative to this now is he moves up the scale of having people understand what they're all about to make their lives better, is having you understand what the connection is to the greater power. Some people call this power God. Some people call it infinite intelligence, the force, whatever it is. But he claims, and I think it makes a whole lot of sense, that when you're thinking about God, think about God inside of you. And therefore, when you say, I am, you are speaking as if you were God. So if you say, I am healthy, I am wise, I am loving, I am kind, I am good, or I am sad, or I am poor, or I am sick, or I am bored, or whatever it is, you bring the power of God into those words. And I think it's a fascinating concept, actually, when you get right down to it. And so I'm passing it along for everybody to take, if you will, if you're interested. But I think it's a motivational, and this, sir, I think he's an extraordinary motivator, and I think you are, too. I think that you have done marvelous things, wonderful things with people, and continue to do that good work. So I just pass that along. Maybe you explain that to some of the people that you work with one-on-one or in some of the conceptual things that you do on television or in your writings and stuff. I think if we bring ourselves around to understanding that you really do have the power, you want to lose weight, if you say, oh, I can't, that's the same as saying, I am not. And so if you want to, why would you say, I am not able, I can't do it? No, of course you can do it. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. And so that's really, you asked me to explain that. That's really what it is.
And you know what? I believe wholeheartedly in everything you just said,
mm-hmm.
that we do have the power. I keep having these same conversations. You really do have the power to change anything you want in your life, but it's got to start with you. It can't be for someone else. It can't be for another reason. It's got to be because you want it for you. Mm-hmm. And just on that note, when we find problems with things or other people, it's usually us that is actually the problem we're describing.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very reflective. It's called mirroring in psychology. It's mirroring. All right, so here are some bizarre things that I found. Matter of fact, somebody sent me an email. And they, for whatever the reason, you know, you get all kinds of, especially now that we're on Facebook and Twitter, all kinds of communications from people. Somebody wanted to know about the tapeworm diet. Anybody?
Ew.
Well, tapeworms are parasites.
I have heard about this. And, like, you hear the stories about the tapeworm, like, rearing its head during the night when you're laying down and it, like, comes out of your throat.
I saw a story on it last week. It is disgusting.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. This is something that I think is a little off the wall. I mean, it's in a bunch of forms definitely trending.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And here's the advice. How to ingest a tapeworm. Well, the traditional way is by eating some raw meat that has infected flea feces and other foods.
Right. And by the way, that's one of the things.
Crap. And eating it.
In those of you who like your steak raw or your hamburger rare, there's nothing worse you can do for yourself, no matter how good it tastes.
What about sushi?
You cannot find this stuff. You cannot be comfortable anymore. Sushi, meat, anything. This stuff, the way it's shipped, the way it's cared for, you cannot be comfortable or sure that you're not getting this garbage as
not regulated by the FDA. Not a recommended program for anyone. And my daughter, who was recently in El Salvador, had an intestinal parasite the first 6 weeks of the year. And let me tell you, she did lose 15 pounds, and she was extremely uncomfortable every day and had to go to the ER twice. True story.
Yeah. All right. So that's
But the bottom line is basically you unleash these worms intentionally inside your body to eat all the fat and garbage in your body, and that's a diet that people are using around the world now. Not necessarily in the United States, but in a lot of the Latin countries and some of the European countries are using it. And it's I saw where they pulled one of these worms out that was about 3 to 5 feet long.
Yeah, you poop them out. That's what's disgusting. Yeah. Ew. Oh, gosh.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day Program.
How's that go down with your Cheerios, everyone?
So maybe we should, instead of doing all four of these, we do one a week, Andrea, instead of all four of them. Let's talk about the better side of this and spend a couple of minutes on what is the latest trend. You're a personal trainer. So what are you finding you're having most success with these days in getting people to lose weight and keep it off?
Well, you know, the weight loss program that I'm doing right now, the Reality Weight Loss Show, has six different styles of weight loss. One that's I particularly like right now is the raw foods. First off, the company that's doing it in Chicago, Karen's Raw, is the food is amazing. We went there for lunch, and it's really amazing how great it tastes, how it tastes like chicken, or it tastes like empanadas, or it tastes like pizza, and there's no dairy, gluten, or anything cooked in it. And cleanses are really trendy right now. And a cleanse can be something as simple as just eating fruits and vegetables and beans for your protein for 2 to 3 days. I'm not a big fan of the fluid-only juices, only because when I did try it, they tasted great. It was Nectar Juice Bar that did that. But I did get dizzy and lightheaded, and so I had to have a big chicken breast in the middle of the day, and that was fine.
Well, the raw things that are emphasized, we're talking about fruits and vegetables, not about meat. If it's meat, you don't want it raw. If it isn't, and maybe you want to just stay away from meat, in fact. But the veggies that Andrea is talking about, just, you know, if you're fortunate enough to be able to grow a few things in your garden, that's cool. But find them, search them out. It sounds like this is a restaurant or a store?
They have three restaurants in Chicago, but they're just starting to package nationally.
There's a few near us, too, here in D.C.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You must post it. We can find it on your website. It's nakedfitness.com or AndreaMetcalf.com or find it through DougStephan.com, 21 after the hour.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-798-7085. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 15 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-798-7085. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-798-7085. Again, that's 800-798-7085. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad,
I know them all by heart.
I'm really yummy, disturbed. Yummy. I mean, you used to be cool, Rich.
I still am, man. I can wiggle.
Let's make some fruit salad today. Oh, it's fun to do. It's the healthy way.
It's pretty groovy, actually.
Are we on the air or is this just that?
We're on.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's going to be a fruit salad treat.
That's Anthony, by the way.
Okay, so you understand that as far as this program is concerned, what's on the air, off the air, we just keep going.
It doesn't matter.
We don't stop. You may be there. You may not be there.
Right.
So I said to Ricky,
just less cussing on the air.
I wanted to, yeah, right. When we're actually, when we think we know we're on the air, there's a little less cussing. I asked him to find some music from a group of musicians known as the Wiggles. I just discovered these people from Australia.
Oh, no.
And this is for most parents of children that are Richie's got a daughter who's 4 and a son who's 7. So who is it that likes the Wiggles? The son who's 7 or the daughter who's 4?
Well, when Sean was 2 or 3 and 4, not so much when he's 5, he loved the Wiggles so much, in fact, that we went to see them in concert.
Yeah, how'd you like them?
They were great. And then Juliana is
Let
now
me ask
kind
a question
of on the tail end
move
of this.
On.
Yeah.
When you went to the concert, was there anyone there without kids?
No.
Because that would be like the creeper of the group.
Yeah, I know.
That would be kind of creepy, actually.
But
that'd be really creepy.
The thing about the Wiggles is that the main singer, Anthony, got some kind of disease probably 5 or 6 years ago and had to stop touring with the band. So now it's all replays. It's all anything you see now is at least 6, 7 years old.
Yeah. So for a long time, this was the hottest ticket among
the
crowd that Richie's talking about, his children's age, live shows, tours, that sort of thing. And these would be the youngest concert goers, probably. Big deal here, big deal there. Now, apparently there is somebody referred to the Wiggles as Beatlemania for tots.
It's a big thing.
It was right. So now there's a new group, Richie, called the Fresh Beat Band.
Yeah, Fresh Beat Band.
What do you know about them?
The Fresh Beat Band is like, it's 4 kids, 2 guys, 2 girls.
Is this Musketeer type stuff?
In a hipper way.
Yeah.
And basically the Fresh Beat Band go to this music school, and it's all lots of colors and everything. It's live action. It's not a cartoony thing. It's like the Wiggles.
Yeah.
And they have kind of like this fun, dancey, hip style music. Very poppy. My daughter absolutely loves the Fresh Beat Band, and every show they have some new problem.
Yeah.
Like, how are we going to perform this song if we don't have our drum set? We lost our drum set, and they have to figure out where the drum set went.
Snooki's pregnant. What are we going to do without the Jersey Shore?
Yeah. So yesterday I saw in the New York Times this story about this new group, the Fresh Beat Band. And, Roberta, you'll be impressed with this. A mother of a five-year-old in Maplewood, New Jersey, trying to get tickets, who is apparently a big Bruce fan, said this is more difficult to get tickets for than a
Springsteen
concert.
Oh, my
goodness.
It's huge.
That's funny.
I mean, it just does sound kind of funny.
Absolutely huge.
Yeah. So the group, again, the Fresh Beat Band, and maybe I'm not telling you anything. I guess I'm just discovering them now.
Here's the Fresh Beat Band.
Sometimes you just gotta go.
What's everybody singing about bananas?
Yeah.
If you're feeling kind of stuck and you just can't shake it, you need a fresh new plan, but you just can't make it. Well, don't.
And by the way, the orchestra seats $250.
Sure.
No.
I paid.
Yeah.
To take
my
son to the Wiggles.
$500 minimum.
What you well, if you want the orchestra seats, where'd you pay, Richie?
I paid $75 per ticket, and then when you buy the little flashlights and the cotton candy, I mean, it's a $300 day.
My word. Hey, yeah, yeah. All right, so there's something new for some of us. 28 after on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay, today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
We're gonna do the monkey.
I had to give this to Doug.
Do the monkey. Monkey, monkey.
So for those of you who are just joining, it's 33 after the hour on the Doug Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I were talking about the two most popular children's groups, the Fresh Beat Band.
This is the Wiggles.
And the Wiggles. Very popular with the under 10 set.
I've decided that for the rest of the hour, we shall use the Wiggles
and
as
Rich.
Intro and outro music.
Okay,
the under 10 set and Rich McFadden.
That's right.
Fun, though, but it's fun stuff.
Back.
Good run. Jump to the front. What we were talking about also is how expensive it is to buy tickets to go see these people perform. Jennifer, you didn't tell us Tim Tebow is going to be the next Bachelor.
I didn't get there in time, but is that awesome? I'm totally signing up. If this is true.
You know what the ratings would be for that show if Tim Tebow did it?
MG.
Or if you were on Dancing with the Stars.
It would be off the hook.
He's too nice to do The Bachelor.
No.
That's true.
Wasn't who saw him with somebody? Oh, it was Taylor Swift. He was
Taylor, Taylor Swift, Swift has a puppy dog right. crush on him. According
how
to
how old
Weekly.
Is he?
He's 30, isn't
and
he?
She's 21, 22.
22, I think.
I don't know that he's that old.
Yeah.
Oh. Tim. Maybe I was just hoping.
I would say 28 or something like that.
Yeah. And you know what else we didn't get to in the television report? Story at DougSteffen.com about the Real Housewives of New York going
yeah,
on
strike.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Oh. Because they brought in a new cast, so the old cast didn't like the new cast.
Tim Tebow's only 24.
I call it okay. Occupied.
Yeah, right. Occupy New York.
It's the Occupy overpaid, under-talented yeah. crowd, I think.
Yeah.
It's the movie.
I saw on the plane an episode of the woman who's from Los Angeles who does the matchmaking, Patty.
Oh, I love that show, Millionaire what? Matchmaker. Patty
yeah.
Singer. You
yeah.
should go on that show.
She was. It was
I can't anymore.
I wouldn't mind. But it's. Well, am I too old? Is that what you're saying?
No, because you're not a millionaire, he's saying.
Oh,
yeah. You know, you're closer than me.
I got a lot
try.
Of land.
Well, yeah,
mean,
no,
yeah.
you're worth, yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway, she's. The women and what they're looking for, it was. I was sad, actually, watching it. And
why?
Thinking, is this really what women are about in the big city? It was New York and Los Angeles, both.
What were they
the
looking
women.
For that surprised you?
It was all, it was so one way. And this one woman, there was a fellow, whose name I can't remember, there's a football star, a black guy, who wanted to date a woman who was blonde, very attractive, who was from the South. And they go on the first date, and she tells him that she Googled him and found out that he was accused by his ex-wife of not paying child support. How do you go out on a first date with somebody, and that's the first conversation you have?
Right.
Hey, I hear you don't. And he got really ticked off about it. Well, I don't know that he was or he wasn't, but that ended. If you want to impress somebody, that isn't the first questions you ask on a date. It wouldn't seem to me, anyway.
Yeah, it is when your first date is on television.
Oh, I suppose maybe. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm sorry, Reggie. I forgot about that. Yeah. All right. So anyway, the weather in the news today: snow falling in Indiana and Kentucky, where they had all of the problems last year. It has gotten very cold. So last week, temperatures in the 80s in many of these areas where the Twisters, all together, I think about a dozen states, 39 people were killed Friday and Saturday. Actually, I think they started on Thursday, didn't they? Some of these really serious storms. The clash of the cold from the north and the warm that came up from the Gulf, and that spread pretty much from Oklahoma up through Missouri and into Illinois and Indiana and Kentucky, really devastating results. And now, today, those areas all covered with snow. So,
yeah.
It's really kind of a wacky
and,
global warming.
One of the dangers there is that the extra weight on some of these houses that aren't structurally sound.
Right.
Done. They're worried about some of that. Yeah.
And also, we had a couple of earthquakes here in Northern California yesterday morning. The
sure
stronger
did.
Quake, 4.1 on the scale, was north of El Cerrito in the East Bay, 10 miles northwest of
El Cerrito.
El
sounds like
Cerrito.
A drive-through Mexican restaurant.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's El Torito, actually.
Yeah,
it was funny watching that. It's funny to watch natural, well, not funny, but ironic to watch natural disasters occur on Facebook and Twitter. Because while we were on the air yesterday, all my friends from the Bay Area were posting, oh, big shaker. Big,
really?
You know, yeah. It's,
all right.
We, so what are we, shaker. We had a 5.9 here on the East Coast last year. A 4.1 is nothing.
Yeah,
you
but
win.
If you're, sitting on, if you're sitting on top of it, and I had a couple of people who do traffic up in the Bay Area, so they're in big, tall office buildings, and, you know, they're rolling around a little.
They do traffic reporting?
Yes.
Oh, do they? Okay. The word for the day today. Everybody ready for this?
Bring it on.
Riant. R-I-A-N-T. First person calls 800-510-8255. 800-510-TALK. Call that number if you know what the word riant means. It is an adjective, and it is relating to my new passion for LSD.
Okay.
All right. You will understand that, Richie. You understand looking it up?
Yep.
What does riant mean? R-I-A-N-T. And why would it be connected to my new passion?
I will give you a clue.
LSD.
It is of French derivation.
Yeah, I can't think of Pierre. Pierre. Hey.
Don't quit your day job. Woo.
I never claimed to be any good at that kind of stuff. 800-510-8255. Okay. So here we have Sandra Fluke. We're learning more about this woman who apparently isn't just a law student. She is an advocate. I did Wikipedia on her, Richie.
Okay.
And she was described as an activist, a women's activist, which is fine. I don't know that we knew that at the beginning of this. There's a lot more, as is usually the case, to a story like a lot more than what meets the ear.
I think you could assume that a Georgetown law student who is going to testify in front of Congress is probably close to being, you know, active at least, if not activist.
Yeah, she's 30 years old.
Right.
We all know the story now that she was called a slut by Rush Limbaugh, and he began yesterday's program speaking about his apology.
Anybody feel uncomfortable with that word being thrown around so much?
Slut?
Less? Yes.
Prostitute?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not really. I'm used to it.
It's a word.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Ooh, speak for yourself, Jen.
Limbaugh stated that he descended to their level, meaning the liberals, when he used the words. Became like them, and I felt badly about it.
You know, he's one of the things that Limbaugh is very good at is being...
Turning it around.
No, is being very smart and being able to lay out a story.
Yeah. Well, he had time to think about it, and he's come around and and used it for the base. He's got a base, and that's what they want to hear, that kind of stuff.
And let's be honest.
No.
He used that word, which is offensive, yes, but he says many more offensive things than I think calling somebody a name if you listen to a show all the time.
Well, This is interesting. And back to what we are frequently talking about here, the freedom of speech issue. This controversy over his comments has led to 9 companies, including AOL, pulling advertising from his show. I think some will be back and some will not. That doesn't change things. There are people waiting in line to get on the program.
Pro Flowers. We all know Pro Flowers. They live and die on the radio. They love the radio.
Yeah.
They will be back.
Even if they didn't, it wouldn't affect. I mean, so they'll find somebody else. That's
maybe
not going to hurt
them. Send her apology flowers and then get them back that
there
way.
You go.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Here she is on The View yesterday. Rush. The View got her in town, and the conversation was pretty extensive. Now, one of the things I like about The View is because, like here, we have different points of view on things, and that's what becomes the focal point, what people's points of view are and how to see this issue from more than one direction. So here Ms. Fluke comments on Limbaugh's apology.
He has, as you know, has since issued an apology to you. Mm-hmm. Hasn't called you. But,
no.
Okay. So
he has not called you.
No, and let me be clear that I think his statements that he made on the air about me have been personal enough, so I'd rather not have a personal phone call from him.
That was an Obamaism.
President Obama did call. He has apologized, and I have been asked to read a statement, which he didn't give to us, but which he gave in general. For over 20 years, I've illustrated the absurd with absurdity 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. In this instance, I chose the wrong words in my analogy of the situation. I did not mean a personal attack on Ms. Fluke. I think it is absolutely absurd that during these very serious political times, we are discussing personal, sexual, recreational activities before members of Congress. My choice of words was not the best, and in the attempt to be humorous, I created a national stir. I sincerely apologize to Ms. Fluke for the insulting word choices. Do you accept his apology?
Well, let me just say this, and I encourage everyone to look at the statement in its entirety online. But what I have to say is that I don't think that a statement like this issued saying that his choice of words was not the best changes anything. And especially when that statement is issued when he's under significant pressure from his sponsors who have begun to pull their support
from
the show.
Do you think he's getting fired?
I'm going to leave that up to the sponsors, up to Clear Channel Communications, and to the members of the American public who support those companies. And what I'll just say is that Americans have a long tradition of supporting companies that share the values that they have, and I'm sure that they will continue to uphold that tradition.
You know what? Americans don't have a long history of doing anything except buying what's cheap.
Right.
So that's a ridiculous statement. But
can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do you think that she has any interest in let's say Rush came groveling, saying, I'm so sincerely sorry. Do you think she would ever accept his apology?
Hypothetically,
no,
because it's not. It's good. What she's done is good for her and good for her business.
Right.
What Limbaugh has done is good for him and good for his business in the long run. His ratings yesterday were probably the best that they've been in well over a year. People listening to see what his reaction was. What I found surprising as a radio guy was his slapback at the advertisers. What he said, excuse me, about the advertisers that left is, quote, they don't want you or your business. I would never in 100 million, no matter how big you are, how important your radio show or your television show is, never, ever, ever would I say something like that. The rest of the stuff is true, vintage Rush, that's the way he is, but I would never on the air say, quote, they don't want you or your business. Never would I say that.
As many things as I saw yesterday on Facebook and Twitter saying Rush is bad, Rush is this, Rush is that, tearing him down, I saw almost as many saying, I will never buy anything from Pro Flowers again.
I saw that too.
There was a lot of flat back to
Jennifer, what have we got on Facebook? We're following this. Two or three different ways of following this controversy on our Facebook site at gooddayshow.com. What do we, Facebook.com/gooddayshow. What do you have there?
We decided, we've actually had a lot of people chiming in on this. We have been following whether or not Rush should have apologized. If you think he should have apologized, did he need to, and do you believe it? Bill said Rush is a jerk, plain and simple. Marcia said, I think it's absurd and shows how a lot of men are still intimidated by women and need to repress them through abusive speech. Who knows what else, what other tactics he's
she doesn't
off
agree
the
with
air.
That. She's saying that men are trying to repress women, but she's not agreeing with men oppressing women.
Correct.
It just is the way some men are.
She says she's concerned about the resurgence among the GOP men in this election cycle.
Yeah,
she thinks
I think
that
there's
this
something
is a
to be said for that. I think you're right. I think she's right about that.
Cindy says that she doesn't condone what he said about anyone. Do I think Rush is Rush and got carried away? Yes. Does that fraud deserve an apology? No. Where is her apology for lying to Congress and the American people the time she wasted to Congress with her lie? That's what
well,
Cindy
what did,
said.
What was the lie? I don't even see. I think a lot of people don't even get. She was the original interpretation. When I heard this first, I thought that she was talking about her own use of contraceptives.
No, she was talking about that, but she also, I mean, on the larger scale, was talking about the employees, I believe, of Georgetown University.
I think she was, right. I thought she was talking about students.
Well, here she explains what she was trying. She thinks a lot of people have misunderstood what she was right, there to talk about.
I'm so upset right now that I have to make this decision because, honestly, I've grown so fond of both of you.
That would be Christina Aguilera, by the way, Rich.
Sorry.
I want to correct a misperception, which Mr. Limbaugh and a lot of other commentators have been putting out there to confuse the public. The idea that this is about taxpayers or the government paying for mm-hmm. contraception, it is absolutely not. This regulation covers private insurance, mm-hmm. and it wants to have this type of medical drug treated in a way that's similar to how other medical drugs mm-hmm. are treated. And it is health care. Women need this medication to prevent seizures, to prevent cysts from growing on their ovaries. I've heard from so many women who've talked about why they need this critically, not to mention the important medical need of preventing unintended pregnancy.
So they're still not getting it, though. It's not about the government covering it. It's about the Catholic Church allowing it to yeah. be covered within their
right,
entities.
Right, about religious institutions.
I'll have My 16-year-old daughter takes birth control pills, and not because she's sexually active, but because she had a huge cyst on her ovary removed 2 years ago in April. And, I mean, it was the size of a grapefruit.
Yeah.
And she's on it preventively. She was only 14 at the time to prevent these cysts from growing.
My 67-year-old sister is on it as well, and she sure as heck doesn't need it for at least for birth control. But she's had those cysts as well, mm-hmm. and it is a way of dealing with them. I think Limbaugh looks really bad on this, frankly.
He didn't come off
with it this well. No matter how you slice
when
it.
You're, yeah, it's such a personal thing. He should have just avoided the whole thing.
You can't attack somebody personally like
Plus
that.
Plus, he didn't
you need
even
to,
get
you
the thing. It's like you accuse
it.
Me sometimes of not knowing the whole story. He obviously didn't know the whole story, or if he did, he was trying to twist it around, and it bit him in the butt.
No, he knew the whole story, but he just personalized it. He went after one person, and
by
that one
her
person
a
represents...
Slut,
right. That
but
one
that
person
isn't what she was there for, as she just explained.
Right.
He just doesn't, I mean, and any of the people that are on the air that are trying to make him look good or for whatever the reason they're Rush sycophants, folks, I've made mistakes in my time, and sometimes it's been because I misinterpreted or misunderstood or didn't hear or didn't read enough or didn't know enough, and at some point in time you have to know when to shut up about it. Limbaugh should just shut up about it, but it's maybe gone too far. He's not going to get fired. There's no way. I mean, this guy brings in $14 million
right.
a year.
But don't,
they're not going to fire him.
What's that saying? There's no such thing as bad publicity?
No. But
so
he does,
the amount of publicity he's getting from this, he couldn't buy this.
You couldn't buy it, no.
Yeah. So
and he's become kind of quiet lately. I mean, we haven't heard any big Rush scandals. So it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, and all the wannabes, the Rush, the world's full of them. There's one Rush Limbaugh, and then there's 100 guys that copy him every day and say what he says.
Hannity was on railing yesterday about, you know, saying Rush should have apologized. He did the right thing. I'm glad he did. But how come nobody goes to Bill Maher when he attacked Sarah Palin?
Right?
He played all these Sarah Palin cuts.
Yeah.
That Bill Maher, I mean, some
right.
horrible stuff.
Yeah, Maher is guilty of the same thing. And what people say, well, he's on pay-per-view versus Limbaugh.
But that's
being
why we
open.
Watch them, because they're crazy and they're out there.
I don't
there
like Bill Maher, but I do watch him from time to time to see what his guests have to say. There are some interesting people that show up on that program. But he is I like the movie we did, Religiosity. But in terms of him being he is the same as Limbaugh on the other side politically.
You know, he just gave the Obama campaign $1 million.
$1 million.
He did.
Right. Yeah. All right, 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Never been a big fan of this.
Oh, come on. This is from American Tale.
No, it's not.
Oh, from it's Aladdin. Not. Aladdin, that's yeah. Right. I knew it was a Disney movie.
I just thought Tebow Bryson has always bothered me. Always. This is, anyway.
He's got a voice.
Yeah, nice voice. This is from, this thing is called A Whole New World. From the Disney movie Aladdin, that was number one during this week in 1993. So we've gotten started with movie moments. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We'll be talking about some of the interesting stories surfacing, new movies that are out, et cetera, et cetera. The usual bill of fare. Here's our contest question. Everybody ready?
Sure. Ready.
Sure.
Demi Moore has returned to Los Angeles. TMZ got a hold of pictures that show her disembarking from a private jet at LAX.
On vacation after an exhausting trip to rehab.
Right. It's basically the first time that she's been in public since the seizure she suffered in January. Checked herself into a lodge in Utah, and now she's back home again. So here's the question. In the 1993 film Indecent Proposal, her character was offered $1 million to sleep with Robert Redford. What actor played her husband in the film? 800-510-8255. That's our movie quiz question for the day. In the film Indecent Proposal, Demi Moore's character was offered $1 million to sleep with Robert Redford's character, who played her husband, Demi's husband, in this film. We were talking about him last week or so, about his portrayal in some other movies of late. Richie says he thinks he's become quite a good actor.
Yep.
I think Chucker agreed with that, too.
Yes, I agree.
800-510-8255. 800-510-TALK. If you have the answer, you get a swell prize. Chucker has some movie news for us right after this here on Good Day.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus
How'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
After that ad, what a perfect introduction to Chuck Curry.
Once again. The other day, he was brought to you by cat litter. Now he's brought to you by intensive bowel support.
Perfect. All right, so Chuck, what's in the movie news department today?
All right, Doug. Sony Pictures has cut a deal with the MGM to distribute their remake of the classic 1987 movie RoboCop, which goes into production later this year. An actor named Joel Kinnaman, primarily an unknown actor, will star as RoboCop, the role originated by Peter Weller in the 87 film. Other news, Dwayne The Rock Johnson in talks to star in MGM's updated version of Hercules. Johnson is really becoming a major player in the business. Doug will star in G.I. Joe Retaliation this summer, currently stars in the hit film Journey 2, and will start filming Fast and the Furious 6 sometime this year. It's really when he made Fast and the Furious 5 when his career reemerged and started to really take off.
I wish he would. The acting in Journey 2 is horrible. I mean, it's like they're looking at the cue card in front of the camera to read their lines. It's that bad. But he's generally very likable and does have a sort of commanding presence in movies. I think I find him
appealing. That's a good point. You either have that, when you're an action star, you either have that commanding presence or you don't.
Yeah.
And after Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Seagal, and Van Damme, that's been a big void. And he's one of the people at least has partially filled that void. Although Stallone and Arnold is going to make a nice comeback, still going strong.
Right. You got Jason Statham coming out with a new movie here pretty soon. There's a real market for that, for sure. All right, here's Carolyn in Las Cruces, New Mexico. What's the name of the star we're looking for, Carolyn?
Woody Harrelson.
That is correct. Woody Harrelson played Demi Moore's husband in the film Indecent Proposal. Thank you. You win the prize. 59 after on Good Day.